Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back. Common Sense Radio. We had some technical difficulties earlier, but we're back on again. We've had some technical difficulties the past few weeks, but we wanted to present some of the upcoming Denton Municipal County election information. excuse me. Some of the, if you're in Denton ISD, there's place one and place two. We highly recommend voting Terry Senny, T-E-R-R-Y, last name S-E-N-N-E, for place one in Denton ISD. And place two, Debbie Skaggs, D-E-B-I-S-C-A-G-G-S. So both of those, we highly recommend voting for both of those. Their opponents are their opponents do not support vouchers, school vouchers, and both of their opponents voted to put in books with transgender content into elementary school libraries. So once again, definitely we recommend voting for Terry Senny in place one, Debbie Skaggs place two, and Denton ISD. Now, on the other big race is the Denton Central Appraisal District. On that, we have the recommendations are Angie Cox in place one, Lisa McIntyre place two, and Rick Guzman in place three. Once again, that's the Denton Central Appraisal District. Place one, Angie Cox. Place two, Lisa McIntyre. Place three, Rick Guzman. We recommend voting for all three of them. They're all landowners in Denton County, and apparently their opponents are not. So they handle the tax assessors' decisions. And you definitely want to vote along with, if you're a landowner in Denton County, to vote along with a fellow landowner. One change on the ballot is Prop A in Denton, that was held off for now. A decision was made last night at the Elm Ridge Water District meeting. So no decision on that. And let's see, for early voting, first let's go to some of the websites here. For Terry Senny and Debbie Skaggs, each one has a website if you want to check it out. Terry Senny's website is terryfordentonisd.com. So the name Terry, T-E-R-R-Y-F-O-R, not the number four, but F-O-R, dentonisd.com. Debbie's website is Debbie, D-E-B-I, four, the number four. So Debbie, the number four, DentonISD.com if you want to check out their websites and their platforms. You can do that. And let's see. Let's look at some of the early voting locations in Denton County, which, by the way, starts April 22nd. Early voting starts April 22nd, and it's Monday through Saturday, 22 through the 27th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the 28th. April 29th and 30th, which is a Monday and Tuesday, and that is from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So here are some of the locations, early voting locations. Looks like there's about, there's 38 of them. Let's go over some of these. Denton County Fire Station in Argyle at 511 Gibbons Road South. Then there's Bartonville Town Hall, 1941 East Jeter Road in Bartonville. Then the Carrollton Public Library at Hebron and Josie, 4220 North Josie Lane in Carrollton. Then Rosemead Recreation Center, 1330 East Rosemead Parkway in Carrollton. Corinth, you can vote at the Corinth City Hall at 3300 Corinth Parkway. In Crossroads, you can vote at Stephen E. Copeland Government Center, 1400 FM 424. It's just west of Walmart along 380. And then in Dallas, there is one location, the Timber Glen Recreation Center on 3810 Timber Glen Road. And in Denton, we have several locations. First, the Denton Civic Center on 321 East McKinney Street. Then the Denton County Elections Administration, 701 Kimberly Drive. That's along the 288 South, A111. That's the room there. The Denton Fire Station, number 7 on 4201 Vintage Boulevard. The Martin Luther King Jr. Recreation Center, 1300 Wilson Street, Meeting Room B. North Branch Library on 3020 North Locust Street in the meeting room. North Lakes Recreation Center, 2001 West Windsor Drive, Room A. Then the Robeson Ranch Clubhouse, 9428 Ed Robeson Circle. The Bandera Medina Room. And then finally, South Branch Library in Denton, 3228 Teasley Lane, large meeting room. And you'll see signs for these. It'll say voting location. So just go to these addresses and you'll see signs. Then in Double Oak, it's Double Oak Town Hall, 320 Waketon Road. Then Denton County Southwest Courthouse, and these are in Flower Mound. Denton County Southwest Courthouse, 6200 Canyon Falls Drive. Flower Mound Community Activity Center on 1200 Geralt Road. Then the Flower Mound Senior Center, 2701 West Windsor Drive. Then over in Frisco, there are three fire stations. There's Fire Station 4, 4485 Cotton Gin Road. Frisco Fire Station 6, 3535 El Dorado Parkway. And then Fire Station 7, 330 West Stonebrook Parkway. These are all in the training rooms in Frisco. And finally, Frisco Government Center on 5533 FM 423 in the community room. Then in Highland Village, there is the Highland Village Municipal Complex in 1000 Highland Village Road. In Justin, there's Justin Municipal Complex, 415 North College Avenue. Then the Northwest ISD Administration Building, 2001 Texan Drive. In Crum, you can vote at the Crum ISD Administration Building on 1200 Bobcat Boulevard. In Louisville, there's the Frederick P. Herring Recreation Center on 191 Civic Circle. And also the Thrive Recreation Center, 1950 South Valley Parkway. Lake Dallas, you can vote at Lake Dallas City Hall on 212 Main Street. And Little Elm, there's a Little Elm Town Hall on 100 West El Dorado Parkway. North Lake, it's North Lake Town Hall, 1500 Common Circle Suite, 300. And Pilot Point Senior Center on 310 South Washington Street. Then finally, Prosper. So if you are in Union Park or Savannah or anywhere in that area between Navo Road and I believe it's 1385, you can vote at that location. That's Prosper Fire Station, 1140 South Teal Parkway. And then in Roanoke, there's the Roanoke Public Library, 308 South Walnut Street. Sanger Community Center, 101 Freeze Drive. Then the Colony Annex in the Colony at 6804 Main Street. And at the Trophy Club, you can vote at Trophy Club Mud, number 1 building at 100 Municipal Drive. So there's 38 different early voting locations. Early voting starts this Monday, April 22nd. Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Then on Sunday, April 28th, it's 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then Monday, April 29th and 30th, Monday and Tuesday, it's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So once again, we recommend voting Denton ISD, place 1, Terry Senny, place 2, Debbie Skaggs, in the Denton Central Appraisal District election. Place 1, Angie Cox. Place 2, Lisa McIntyre. Place 3, Rick Guzman. And there will be, because Prop A was already on the ballot, if you do vote for that, you can if you want, but the votes will not be tallied. It's been delayed until at least November. So that's the time we have for today. We have a few minutes. If you'd like to call in, our guest call-in number is 563-999-3409. If you'd like to talk about the upcoming election, the candidates, if you have any questions, give us a call. All right. Well, that's, if we're not going to get any calls, that's about all the time we have for today. We'll talk to you next time with another update. Have a good day. Bye-bye.